Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss with the 19th episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting Project for Nutty Bites. And today I got a new phone. I changed my phone number and had to get a new phone because my old HTC was acting up. And I have this theory that phones know when they're almost paid off, so they start acting up, so you have to get a new phone. And as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, you know, I might have been able to get away with going for a couple of months with this old phone. But you know what? I got a phone and I got an iPhone because it was free. I got the 5C. It was free. And an added bonus that I didn't realize is that my family in the United States can send me messages through iMessage. Anyone who has an iOS device can send me a message using iMessage, which is free. And I don't have to worry about text messaging charges, which is wonderful, even though I had already set up an alternative for them. But anyway, so it lets them do that. I don't know if I can be included in a group message. I think I can only be included if it's only through the iMessage. I don't know. That was another stumbling block. My family all did group messages. And honestly, I was a little happy not to be included because apparently a group message would start and it would go on. Well, you'd get like 90 notifications a day, which is just a bit much for me. Just tell me what you want to tell me and then figure it out amongst yourselves. Anyway, So that happened, and I'm sure some people are going to go, oh, the cult of Mac, whatever, yada, yada. You know, you can't just get a phone anymore, right? It's got to be a whole big deal. I was very happy with Android simply because it was free. That's my whole thing is I refuse to pay for a phone. I'm not spending money on a device that I'm not going to keep after several years. As it is, I feel bad enough getting, you know, well, not getting. My iPad is starting. I have a first gen iPad and I can't update it. And there's a lot of my apps I can't update because I can't update my iOS. And it's very frustrating and it keeps crashing. And I'd like to get a new one, but it's going to cost a lot because I can't just have a 16 gig iPad. I need at least 32 gigs, preferably 64. That's what I have right now. Because I do a lot of art on there and I need more space. And I've tried other tablets, by the way. I did not like them. I do think that the Windows Surface is a pretty cool one, but that's more than a tablet because that's kind of a computer replacement. Whereas an iPad, it's not a computer replacement. You can't do everything on the iPad that you can do on a computer. But anyway, I do like certain Apple products, but I would not say that I am cult of Mac. Any phone you want to use is good, and any phone that is free is even better. I think that paying for a phone is a little crazy. I can understand paying a little more if you want more storage on it or something special like that. I just don't see spending a couple hundred dollars on a phone when you're spending so much on your contract anyway. As it is, I was looking at cases, and apparently the LifeProof case is like $80. Even online, it's like $80. I could get it for $80 in the store. I was surprised. I like the LifeProof because it's a slim design, and I can still see the color. But I could get an OtterBox for like $25, I think it was, $27, something like that. And I could get it in the same color that my phone is in. Or I could get a cheaper one. My husband actually bought me one while I was getting my phone. He was at a store and he saw a Dalek iPhone case and it looked perfect. And then I tried to put it on the phone and it didn't fit. It said it was for the iPhone 5, but it still didn't fit. I don't know if there's a difference between the 5 and the 5C or whatever. I don't know. Doesn't matter. It was a cheap one. But anyway, that's my tech news. The other good news is that texting with my Google Voice is a little bit easier on the iPhone than it was on the HTC. And I think that's mostly just because the HTC was older and I couldn't get the Google Voice apps to work without setting it up to my phone. The Google Voice won't work with my phone number because it's a Canadian number. Google Voice you can only do if you have it. If you create it in the United States and you have it linked to an American number. And that's what I did when I set up the Google Voice, but I happen to live in Canada. So I'm kind of I'm still within the bounds, you know, because I set it up properly. Anyway, I can do the texting like that a lot faster too. That's really great. And I can play voicemails on my phone. So that's kind of neat. So I can hear what people have said. Up until now, I've just been going to the webpage and reading the translation. And normally the translations are good. They don't get my name right. And there's a couple other little things that they normally don't get right. So I've spoken, for 5 minutes about phones. That's boring. I wanted to talk about some fun things, you know, things that I've been watching on Netflix. But I guess I don't have that much time. I guess I can say that I've recently started watching House of Lies with Don Cheadle and Kristen Bell. It's really, really interesting. I enjoy it. They're like, it seems like it's a stupid, funny show about horrible people. And there's like substance kind of snuck into it. It's a lot of fun. It is not for children and not work safe. That is a definite. I don't know if I mentioned to my listeners that I had watched all that Netflix had of Hannibal finally. I know I mentioned it in the Mixed Nutcase group, which you can find at facebook.com/group/nuttybites. Hannibal's really interesting because they've got some really great cameos throughout the entire series. I mean, you've got Gillian Anderson showing up. You've got the chick from Ginger Snaps showing up. You've got, Scott Thompson is a regular character. There's just all these great little references and cameos that I absolutely adore. The most disturbing thing about that show is how your mouth waters and you feel really guilty because he makes all of the food look so good. Some of the other things that I had been watching, I watched The 100, which I probably gave it more of a chance simply because I like the Netflix model. This model is actually really interesting because it's not just the direct to Netflix. It's The 100 would air on Netflix the same time that it would air on the CW. So whether you had TV or not, you could watch it at the same time. And you could also watch it on demand, but, you know, so say, I don't know what day it was on, but say it was a Thursday. Thursday rolls around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whenever it is, and boom, it's on Netflix at the same time that it's on TV. And that is an interesting model, and I want to support that kind of a model. So I gave it more of a chance than I normally would have. And a friend of mine was watching it too, Adam, he was watching it, so we would talk about it. And so it's interesting. I don't know. I know it's very different from the books. I haven't read the books. I might read the books actually now. It's kind of interesting because of this show. So I will probably tune in for season two. I won't say that I'm waiting for it with like bated breath like I did Orange is the New Black. Orange is the New Black, the first season, blew me away. I was like, oh, that is so good. Can't wait for season two. Season two came around and I was like, gosh, I hope they can really hold up to what they were, you know, be as good as it was in the first season. And it was because they kept showing me insights to the characters I cared about, you know, all the characters that I cared about that I didn't get to see their backstories in season one, I was getting to see in season two. And that ending is just amazing. No spoilers, don't worry. It's just, it has a great last episode. And so that was fantastic. Another direct to Netflix show, I will mention it, is called Hemlock Grove. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. I watched both seasons. Why did I do that? I don't know. But it's horrible. It's really, really bad. Yes, I watched both seasons. I don't know why I did that. It's like trash TV, except on Netflix. These are some of the things that I've been watching on Netflix, and you might enjoy watching on Netflix. If you are a fan of documentaries, the National Parks series of documentaries is available on Netflix. And I know that sounds really, really lame, but it was really good. I enjoyed it. It's very slow going, something good for like in the background. So like when I'm working, I can play it and it's not too distracting, but it gives me just enough noise to, keep me going because I've got ADD And so I need dual stimulation in order to stay focused, because if I don't, I'm not able to stay focused. It's just, it's how my brain works. So that works really well for that. Another documentary I really enjoyed was Turtle Power, The Definitive History of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's fantastic. I think it was made in like 2009, and it goes through from conception of the comics, which is what I remembered. I mean, I remember finding the comics in my brother's stash when I was a kid and reading these comics and going, oh my God, this is amazing. This is amazing. And then the movies came out and they were so much more family friendly. But I loved those movies. Those movies were fantastic. And yes, all three of them. I mean, the first one is the best. Everybody knows that. But the others are really good too. I mean, they're not as bad as some people claim they are. They were really fun. And I remember, I think it was the second movie. Yeah, the second movie had Ernie Reyes Jr. In it. Sorry. I think in the documentary, I discovered that Ernie Reyes Jr. was in one of the suits in the first movie, but we didn't know that. But Ernie Reyes Jr., my family, we watched like everything that kid was in. I don't know if it was just because we're like, oh my gosh, there's an Asian on TV. This is amazing. And he doesn't have an accent and it's wonderful. My brother is Korean. He was adopted when he was like 2 weeks old or whatever. I think he was adopted when he was 2 weeks old. He came over, it was about 2 months, something like that. So, you know, my brother is Asian and has no accent and is completely Americanized. So seeing somebody like that on TV, I mean, this was the only time you saw it. The only other Asian we ever saw on TV was the kid that played Data in Goonies. And he was also in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. That was it. It always takes me a minute to remember what the tagline is. And, you know, it's just thick accent, huge stereotypes, whatever. But Ernie Reyes Jr., we would watch him and he was an Americanized Asian boy, and it was great, you know, to see that kind of thing. When people tell you representation matters, that's what they mean. And it just made me realize at such a young age how few Asians there are on TV, and how many freaking white people there are on TV. I'm sorry, but the percentages are not proportional. Anyway, I got way off track. Point was, love those movies. That's one of the reasons why we watched the second movie and then continued on. I love the turtles, you know. The cartoon I wasn't so crazy about. It was a little too juvenile for me. I know I was a kid, but at the same time, I was like, who cares about Michelangelo and pizza? Although it is funny to think that James Avery was Shredder. that's really funny. But I loved the turtles and I loved the comics. So watching this documentary was really great. So I highly recommend it to anybody. I know some people think documentaries are boring, but I love them. They're fantastic to me. Documentaries are so much fun. So I think that's all I'm going to talk about when it comes to my recent Netflix watchings. I think there's another one that I started watching, which is also total junk TV. It's The Witches of East End, and it has a very Charmed vibe. So if you like Charmed, you might like that. I don't know. We also finally watched World War Z. Wow. Yeah, no. The ever-changing planes and so many problems. But I would say, though, that like the first 15 minutes is worth watching. First 15 minutes are pretty cool. And yeah, lots of Archer, lots of Top Gear. I'm looking through my history as I go through this. Oh, and then while we were setting things up, before we had internet and everything, as we were unpacking, we watched the Back to the Future trilogy again. We have it on Blu-ray. Tech won it at BaltCon at the Time Traveler's Ball. It really holds up, and there's so many little things in it. And I was watching the last one, and I noticed the band in like the Old West, the way they flip their guitars and go back to playing, I'm like, oh my God, it's ZZ Top. I didn't realize ZZ Top was in this movie. And so, of course, that had me going. And now I've talked for 16 minutes about iPhones and what I've been watching on Netflix. I hope this is entertaining to some of you. Oh, that's another thing. Sorry. I recently watched The 5-Year Engagement. I'm not sure what I would rate it. That was a weird one. That was not the best of Jason Segel's movies, but I don't know. It was okay. But it was really fun because I was watching it after seeing Guardians of the Galaxy, and one of the actors in it is Chris Pratt, who played Star-Lord. So it was kind of interesting to see him in his other roles. I don't know what I would say about that. 50% rating? I don't know. It's meh, but I also wasn't in the best of moods when I watched it. I watched it, you know, the day I found out about PG, so I was kind of not in the best mood, so I can't really accurately describe that. Speaking of, if you have a couple of dollars, please go to GoFundMe/PGFund. In the meantime, you can listen to a promo for another awesome podcast.
In the heart of the Midwest, a mystery is brewing.
I want you to explain to me why a federal agency would issue a report for a boy who died 32 years ago.
In the heart of a family, faith is being tested.
The DNA test came back. Jacob is your son, Mr. Lex.
In the heart of the listeners, questions will rise.
Did I die? Did we all die?
Noodle Mix Network, in partnership with MediaVoiceovers.com, proudly present the one podcast that will get to the heart of what it truly means to be alive. Join Wayne Henderson and Troy Heinrichs for Resurrection Revealed. Watch ABC's Resurrection, then subscribe to get to the heart of each episode. Follow on Twitter at ResurrectionPod and listen all season at ResurrectionRevealed.com.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.